Now let's lead off with a growing health concern in the U.S. and what officials in McLean County are doing about it. As WGLT's Eric Stock reports, several neighboring counties are reporting cases of severe lung disease tied to vaping, and McLean County is preparing for it.
Champaign, Peoria, and Tazewell counties have reported illnesses tied to the use of e-cigarettes, while the Illinois Department of Public Health reports more than 40 cases and one death statewide. Vaping advocates say it's a safer alternative than conventional cigarettes, but Dr. Paul Peterson, president of the Illinois State Medical Society and chief medical officer at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington, offers his own safety analogy.
Kind of like saying that crashing in a car is better than crashing in an airplane.
Peterson says what makes vaping especially dangerous is combining it with THC, the chemical compound in cannabis that creates the high, or with other substances, which medical experts suspect is tied to at least some of the illnesses.
I've heard that they're adding cocaine and heroin and a variety of other things that you can vaporize and inhale.
The McLean County Health Department is offering vaping intervention for schools. County spokesperson Dion McNeil says the health department's health promotion team can come into a school upon request to help address nicotine addiction and a student's underlying reasons for turning to vaping.
So if they have been reported or caught several times and it's become an issue to the public safety or the school safety, we would want them to be involved in this focus group or the intervention to show them the signs of the dangers of utilizing those devices.
Dr. Paul Peterson says he supports the Trump administration's proposed ban on flavored vaping products that target young people, but he worries a broader ban would push e-cigarettes to the black market. Michigan has banned the sale of fruity, sweet, or menthol vaping products. Some Illinois lawmakers want to do the same here. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.